Our first lesson is from the Psalms, Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. Hear now God's word from the Psalms. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. Our second lesson from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 26. Speaking of the Lord's Supper, Paul writes, "For I have received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.'" Thus ends our reading. I have one more reading. The reading upon which Maundy Thursday is based. It's the reading from John 13, where Jesus gives a new commandment. Maundy coming from mandatum, the Latin for commandment. Hear now God's word from the Gospel of John. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from the Father and was going to the Father, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, 'Lord, do you wash my feet?' Jesus answered him, 'What I am doing you do not now understand, but afterward you will understand.' Peter said to him, 'You shall never wash my feet.' Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part in me.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.' Jesus said to him, 'He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he who is clean all over, and you are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That is why he said, 'You are not all clean.' When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.'" And I go on to verse 34, where he says, "A new commandment I give to you, a new commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Thus ends our reading. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. I have a short message. You have to wonder, what is new about this commandment? Old Moses in the Ten Commandments related that we should love God in the first five, and in the second five, love your neighbor. But Jesus said this commandment is new. He did more than say it. He lived it, and He showed it. A kind of no matter what it cost, even if the world thinks it's humiliating, even if you get nothing back from it, that kind of love. A completely different standard of love the world has ever known. He even used a very rare and different word for love. He used the Greek agape, very rarely used at this time in the history of all writings during the period when Jesus lived. When popular writers of Jesus' time wrote of love, they mostly used the word eros, and most of you know what eros means. Erotic, lustful. The kind of love that men were used to hearing about, sex and passion and desire. And most still use the word love in English to mean anything but what Jesus was talking about. Most still use the word love as an excuse to control or to dominate or to be irresponsible or to just get what you want. Even little children, when you say, "No, you can't have that toy." "Oh, but I love you. Don't you love me?" You see, agape is loving, not counting the cost to me, and not counting whether you will ever give me anything pleasant in return. A different word. It means to serve instead of use one another. And on the night that He gave this sign, He took that towel and wrapped it around Him and took the water basin and He knelt before them and washed their feet. A low-down servant's job. It was the job of a servant who didn't have the aptitude to do anything better than that. The lowest, least trainable, least valuable servant washed feet. And Jesus said, "I, your master, am washing your feet." You might not understand it now, but later you will. It's much later. I hope we do. Peter was indignant, but finally he allowed. And later he understood. We still have the same problem. Counting some people and some people's deeds worth more than others, some people worth more than others, some love more desirable than others, and some more worthy of being loved. This is not what Jesus is trying to teach. How much more can you give to others than your life? He gave Himself in service. He gave Himself on the cross. Jesus' servant love is not the uncontrollable, all-consuming impulse of using others. It was instead serving and kneeling and washing and giving of Himself. He came not as a king on high to be served, but to serve others and to give His life, His very life, as a ransom for our souls. He showed His love as giving, not taking. Finally, the commandment really is new because we as Christians have a new reason to love. We are to love each other because we know that God loved us first. And to forgive one another because we know that God has already forgiven us. And to serve one another and to be generous and compassionate to one another. To be kind to one another. Because God in Christ has been all those things unto us. God's love in Jesus has no limits. It is a love that never quits, a love that can forgive and receive even enemies, a love that listens and hears and binds and heals and builds up, encourages and strengthens. And when we do those things, we are echoing the love of Christ. He said to do it always in every situation. And so I challenge you tonight to ask yourself, at home, with family, with spouse, with friends, at work, and even with enemies, am I doing the loving thing as Jesus commanded? Reflect tonight.
If you wish to serve God, and if you're here tonight, I believe that you do. Am I doing the loving thing in the relationships where I am, where I've publicly claimed to follow Christ? Am I doing the loving thing that Christ has commanded? Am I loving in a servant way? Am I loving in an agape way, not counting the cost? Love is the sign that God is in this church. And love is the sign that God's Spirit is in our hearts. By this, said Jesus, everyone will know that you are my disciples. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, that you have love for one another. Let us show that He lives in us. Let us love as He has loved us. A new commandment Christ has given us.